I said go live.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
We'll do it live!
We'll do it live!
Did I get my cans?
Oh, I think I took your cans.
Oh, no, you're fine. Oh, my God. See? We're already... What's going on here?
We're already
here?
Trying to figure out what we're doing.
Oh, here we go. Here we got the feed.
Is that better?
Yeah,
is that too loud for you?
No. Only if it's not too loud.
How's this?
Wake up! Good morning, Kansas City.
Let me get a... let's figure out which cut this is.
Yeah, what we're doing here, folks, is we're beginning a new Neon Talk.
Boy, now see that. Right there is the $64 question. What are we doing here?
What are we
doing here?
We may have an answer. I don't know how concrete. This, my friends, in Radioland is a tribute to Jack Teagarden. I know it's backwards, but Facebook's going to have to just figure that one out. But
You know, we may have to do this into a mirror one of these days.
I think so.
Just to get it flipped around.
But if that refraction hits our eye like a big moon pie, it's a 1A.
Yeah, so somebody else holds up a mirror to their cell phone, and then it turns into the Twilight Zone.
And then we'll be in the Matrix. It'll be the Jazz Matrix. I just saw Miles.
It smells good.
And Miles, yes, it does.
All right. All right.
Drop a needle on this.
Let's do it.
This album here.
Let's do
Drop it. Oh, I love that crackle.
That's the vine.
It's romance.
Oh, he's going to do a faster version of this.
Mm. He did speed that up. He's moving.
This is an old big band standard that I recognize that was originally sung by a guy nicknamed Mr. 5x5.
5x5.
Mr. 5x5.
What a great nickname.
Yeah. Well, he was kind of portly and big, and all of a sudden his name just went away.
His best friend was 4x4.
Yeah.
They go out and they went to construction sites and sang.
After you gone and left me crying, babe. After you gone, there's no denying. You feel blue, you feel sad. You'll miss the dearest pal you've ever had. There'll come a time.
There'll come a time.
I don't forget it. There'll come a time when you'll regret it. Someday when you grow lonely,
so,
your heart will break like
so.
Speaking of, I was doing some cleaning up at home. And for everybody out there, I'm going to give you a point of relevance here. This whole thing started because of this. And if you're a child of the 80s, you're going to recognize this raccoon is actually a radio. Okay? It's AM, but Mr. John Christopher was on AM. I picked this up at a thrift store, and for those of you that can't see, it's just a regular standard raccoon. It has a radio in its belly, and I heard this fantastic, wondrous show with a host that I... that was killing it, and that guy is sitting right here next to me. I reached out, I talked to him about it, and long story short, I did a story in a newspaper on him, and he invited me into this studio, and that was the beginnings of Neon Jazz back in 2011.
I let the man into the conclave cave. Actually, we call it Signal Hole, because really it's in my garage.
Yeah, it's just...
It's where it is. It's, I've often joked you have to step over the cat pan just to get to it.
And I've never stepped in it. I always stepped over it.
that's one of the ways that he was able to get in here, is that if you can make the Matrix, as you said, and step over the cat pan, then you're in, buddy.
That's right. It's the home of cool cats, my friend.
Yes, sir. We're listening to Jack Teagarden.
Good old Jack Teagarden. Look at that. That guy right there, ready for action.
Fella comes up out of the big band era with his own band, kind of the mid and latter golden age of the big band era, playing some of the old songs, like the one we just heard, which was After You Gone. Well, we got a guest in the room here. Hey, Megan. Hi there. Wave to
the
camera. Hey.
Hit the kids.
Kids, hey, you want to come over here so you can be seen? Okay.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys. We're streaming live. This is my daughter, Megan. This is
Miles, after Miles Davis.
After Miles Davis.
With a little bit of jazz in his tongue.
You betcha.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
Bye.
We'll catch up with you in a minute.
Help us pass a little time here in the studio. Signal Hole, Kansas City, the the, well, not the whole, but the city of Kansas City being next to New York, one of the two jazz centers of the country.
Of the country, which leads me into something that happened interesting today. You think maybe we should bring it up?
Yeah, let's tell them.
This is a good story. I get an email yesterday from a producer of a Gregory Porter CD. Long story short, they sent out an edict to the world to come up with samples for a soundtrack, and they used a sample of Hubert Laws plugging Neon Jazz, one of the very first plugs we ever got.
And one of our favorites.
The favorite of all time.
Hello, this is... I'll tell you what, as we edit this thing, why don't you just plan on putting it in here?
I will put it in here. But it was about lifting your spirits and cognition, and they used it as a sampler like you would hear in electronica music.
Yeah.
And I granted permission today for them to use it, so we've officially been official as far as Neon Jazz. So this is the cool story. This cat that mixed this is from Italy, and he listens religiously to the show from TuneIn via KCXL up in Liberty, and that's his story. It's beautiful. It's a small world, big story, and it's an honor to be a part of something like that.
Really. And you got yourself a little medallion for your sight this last week.
That's right. This week, I just got to say real quick, thank you for, I need to find it. I think it was FeedSpot included us as one of the top 50 blogs on the web in the world, and we ranked number 31. So thank you.
Hey, no surprise. You're good at it.
Yeah, we do what we can. Just
that announcer has to go.
That announcer's got to go. There's something wrong with that guy. We'll put the raccoon in. All right, see you later, folks. There you go.
Just turn on the belly and away he goes.
That's it.
I'd say that's most guys, actually.
That's radio these days. It's automated.
Yep.
Might as well be a raccoon with a radio in its belly. So,
yep.
But yeah, it's been a nice, long, good, big week. So yeah, I dig it.
Boy, this is good stuff.
Yeah.
This would have been the stuff my dad would have listened to in kind of the World War II latter era.
Yeah.
My mother was really into the light stuff, the Mantovani and all that stuff. And the classics.
Yeah.
But Dad was listening to Les Brown and Jack Teagarden and people like this.
Yeah.
So in essence, it kind of explains the show I do.
Right.
You know, me playing the Nat King Cole, but doing, you know, the King Porter stomp.
Absolutely. Well,
and putting them all together.
The thing that still blows me away is that this was popular music at one point. Like, in this modern day and realm, my entire life, it was never a norm to get into a car, turn it on, and have jazz.
I have such a feel of, I don't know, deja vu or something when I go through an old town. When I take the old highways, not the freeways, but I take the old highways through some of these towns, and I see the orange and blue Rexall drugstore signs.
Oh, yeah.
The little penguin, come on in, it's cool inside.
Yeah.
And I just, some of them haven't changed in the last 40 years.
Uh-huh.
Lots of antique stores where the drugstores used to be, but it still has that same feeling, and many of them left up the Christmas lights.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Noel is still flickering away up there in the summer sun.
Some things don't change.
Now, the bell in the little town that my parents are from, which is Weeping Water, Nebraska, the bells just hang in the center of town all year round anymore. They just stopped taking them down.
It's either that or they don't have funds for those workers to get out there. And
that's more as likely the problem.
That's probably what's going on. You know, they're just taking it easy. Why not? Some things shouldn't change, you know. So,
but anyway, I go through a town like that, and I just... You could just hear this in the background of your head. Sometimes I wonder if I wasn't actually alive at that time and I've been reincarnated or something.
That could be what's going on with me. We could be bumping into each other in the second, third, fourth go-around.
Yeah.
Like cats.
I was going to say, Stephen Wright tells a joke about being on a ski lift.
Yeah.
And let's see how it goes here. He says to the guy... Well, actually, he doesn't say anything. He doesn't want to talk to him. He actually feels kind of uncomfortable next to him. And the guy says to him, I just got out of jail. Really? Yeah. Okay. I guess he tried to be quiet, and he said, okay, go ahead. Tell me what it is you did. He said, I pushed a total stranger off a Ferris wheel. Steven says, I remember you.
Love it, dude. How did he do it? He just did.
Stephen was known, is known as the Larson, the Gary Larson of stand-up comedians.
Yeah, he is. Man, that guy was good. He is good. He's still doing it.
Yeah.
You know?
I kind of channeled him for my line here on Facebook the other day, which was, today, Punxsutawney Phil saw his shadow. However, all those in attendance didn't see theirs. Now what?
Now what? Someone had something up that said, how is it that we can believe in a groundhog's shadow, but we disprove climate change? We see it in front of our face, but we tell a rodent, hey, we're going to give you six more weeks or six less. Doesn't make any sense.
Hey, I'm still hanging out with a bunny that delivers eggs.
That's right. I'm telling you.
I got to tell you, though, I haven't seen any teeth under my pillow for a long time. But the money's missing.
That's right.
It's believe that.
Missing. Yeah. It's always uh-oh. We hear rumblings. Maybe that's our cue.
That might be our cue right
all
there.
Right.
Anyway, you'll turn this up a little
bit.
Yeah,
let's do it.
Jack.
Where no one else could enter, you and the center, just you and me, dear. My heart beats like a hammer, my arms wound around you tight, oh, and stars fell on
my arms. Hi, how are you, sweetheart? Nice to see you.
Baby, last night, oh, last night.
That was my other daughter.
We have guest appearances all over the place in here.
Yeah, this is a full house today.
And we typically do this during the week, but we have new things going on in our lives, so we're pushing this to a Saturday, and, you know, in Radio Land, Saturday's Tuesday, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you didn't catch me tired after work during my day job.
Yeah. We're wide awake. I could use another cup of coffee.
Well, Jack is wrapping up there, so why don't we do the same?
Let's do the same. What, you got something you want to leave on?
I don't know. Just we'll exit stage left.
Use some heat in the apartment.
Enjoy the music, my friends.
That's right, my friends. Enjoy the jazz, my friends.
I think they bought that.
I hope so.
Neon Jazz.